Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
And if the filibuster gets in the way, it provides an exception.
Ending the filibuster is a very dangerous thing to do.
Not just by the rest of the West, but by the rest of the world.
We don't want climate change addressed.
This is a win at first blush for the Biden administration.
I am pleased to welcome Justice Jackson to the court and to our common calling.
Many years ago, there was a man named John Lovitz.
Yeah.
And he did a routine called The Liar.
That's the ticket. That's the ticket. And welcome in. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Friday morning. It's the first day of July. The summer is just flying by, isn't it?
I can't believe it.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Every month, you're supposed to say rabbit, rabbit. The first thing's out of your mouth.
Really?
And every month, I say it, and you go, what is that?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Why? What is that?
I don't know. It's some superstition thing.
All right. Well, then that's it. Hopefully you're not superstitious. You don't have to worry about that. Anyway, congratulations to County Councilman Tim Fitch, who's finally going to get his pension, despite Sam Page going to court to try to keep him from being able to draw his pension after his long and distinguished career in law enforcement. Wow. So a court sided with him and said, hey, this is ridiculous. Pay the man the money you owe him and let him start drawing his retirement. What the fight was over an ordinance that basically said if you're a county employee, you can't double dip. But his argument was he got elected, not hired back by the county, so he should be exempt from that. And the judge agreed with him. Plainly stated, the judge said he's not an employee of St. Louis County. So, and therefore, this should not apply to him. So, congratulations to Chief Fitch. I hope he has a nice long vacation with that money that they're going to have to pay.
And he's getting back pay.
Yeah, $250,000.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's common sense that he was elected, not hired. So, he shouldn't fall under that rule.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just seemed a little vindictive that, the county council and the legal director, the county counselor for the county executive, kind of went out after him on that, in my opinion, and fought against him. The county respectfully disagrees with the judge's interpretation, and they're looking at their options. So I guess it's possible that they're going to appeal this decision. But Fitch isn't running for re-election. He's going to get the money eventually here for sure. But good for him. I'm happy to hear that. We're still following the story. You've heard Scott reporting on it all morning about the sex tape, for lack of a better term, that has been distributed all over the place.
That's the right term. It is a sex tape.
I'm surprised.
Well,
I guess
tape isn't actually accurate.
It's a recording, not
a tape.
A videotape.
Yeah, thank you. It's a digital recording,
mm-hmm.
Which is was really dumb on the part of the guy that did it, particularly to show his name tag and then a picture of his face, because somebody described it to me. The Post described it, although they have taken that story down for some odd reason. They filed a sunshine request and were given the key piece of evidence in what could be a criminal prosecution case. I'm still not quite sure how that happened. This wasn't video from a surveillance system at the county building. This was video from a private phone that the guy distributed, and then it started making the rounds, apparently, until Mark Carter, it landed in his email box, and he called the police and said, I think a crime might have been committed here. Why is this being distributed?
Yeah. There's a report that it started with an email to a Missouri state lawmaker. I don't know who the person was that sent that email. Was it Harris? I don't know.
Yeah. Good question. Anyway, he's out of a job, the former chief of staff, and we don't know who the lady is, but through her attorney, she claims that she did not consent to being recorded or distributed, which is a problem. So we'll kind of see where that thing goes. I've never seen anything like it. I was a reporter in this town for 20 years for Channel 4 and other TV stations around the country prior to that. I filed many Sunshine Law requests and many Freedom of Information Act requests over the years. Never was I able to access something that would be a piece of evidence in a potential criminal case beforehand. And I don't know how in the world the Post and Channel 2's got a story up this morning that they got the video after requesting it. Who's handing this out?
I don't know, but usually it takes months and months to get this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to get it in the first place, especially if it's an investigation that's ongoing.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not quite sure why they needed a copy of it to begin with. The only people that need the copy of it are the police. But regardless, that case continues to move along. We're going to get to Mark McCloskey. He knows a thing or two about the legal system in the state of Missouri because, of course, he's had to deal with Kim Gardner and then had to deal with the Missouri Supreme Court on, you know, the ethics cases and all that stuff. And now, you know, he's running for Senate and there's an independent who's announced that he's going to run, a guy named John Wood. Backed by John Danforth, the former Missouri senator. What does that mean for the race? Is it significant? Does it reduce the goal, what should be the goal of anybody who calls themselves a conservative or a Republican, which is to make sure that that seat doesn't revert back to a Claire McCaskill-type situation, right? Nobody should want that, but it seems like, unfortunately, that may be the way things are going. And we're going to talk to Mark about that coming up. Then we'll get to Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America on Saturday mornings here on the radio station. That's at the bottom of the hour. We're back in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I think our country is more divided now than it's ever been in my lifetime. And nowhere is that more evident than here in Missouri with this Senate race, where it looks like my party, the Republican Party, is going to nominate our disgraced former governor, who just a few days ago came out with an advertisement where he seemed to be glorifying hunting down his political enemies. And these are political enemies of his own party, no less. And at the same time, I think the Democrats are going to nominate somebody who's going to support Chuck Schumer for majority leader and who will be a rubber stamp for the Biden-Schumer-Pelosi agenda. And that doesn't represent the views or values of Missouri voters either.
John Wood there, who announced this week he's running as an independent. He's going to skip the primary, although he is a Republican, and told me he's a conservative Republican in the form of Liz Cheney, in the models Liz Cheney's point of view. He described her as a good friend. He used to be her legal counsel on the J6 committee, and he believes that there's middle ground in Missouri, and he's looking for it. I don't know. I don't agree with him on that. And I suspect my guest doesn't either. Mark McCloskey joining me this morning, attorney and U.S. Senate candidate himself. Mark, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. That's like finding the middle point between Lenin and Stalin, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he's going for here. I mean, we had a long conversation yesterday morning. I don't know if you heard our interview, but he is absolutely convinced that being associated with Liz Cheney will somehow help him in his effort to win the Missouri Senate seat.
Well, you know, if he's got John Danforth's millions and millions behind him, which I guess he will, you know, he's hoping, just like the other major candidates who don't come out and debate and don't show up for anything, that TV advertising will make a difference. Missouri is about as antithetical to Liz Cheney and vice versa as you can possibly get. I also, however, am concerned about Greitens. I mean, the media has given him a pass on so many things. And I'll tell you one thing that the people of Missouri should be outraged about. When his ex-wife requested a Freedom of Information Act, Sunshine Law, release from the governor's office of all the documents from when he was governor indicating unbalanced mind, risk of injury to himself and others due to, mental instability and a variety of other things in the same ilk. The governor's office identified 12,954 responsive documents. They're going to produce them on August the 3rd, the day after the election, the day after the primary. What if this stuff just absolutely destroys him? I mean, she's alleged, and we've heard this from other sources, that when the time came for him to resign, he was acting very bizarrely. He was threatening suicide. He was found surrounded by his guns and in very bizarre circumstances where his own staff were worried about their safety as well as his. And if all these documents come out the day after the primary, the very so-called rhinos that he believes are trying to destroy him are obviously covering his rear end by making sure that nobody sees that information until it's too late. Except, of course, then the Democrats will destroy us, and it'll be Todd Akin 2.0, as Hugh Hewitt said.
Well, you know, I mean, hearsay. We don't know what's in those documents. This is part of a custody dispute that he's involved in. But you are one. You're making a point that some others have made. They worry that Eric Greitens at the head of the ticket would put at risk the Senate seat. All the polls I've seen still show, even if he was to get that nomination, he would defeat either Lucas Kuntz or Trudy Bush Valentine.
Well, the problem is that so far everybody's gone real light on him. For example, he'll say obvious lies like he's the only person that's come out against Mitch McConnell. You know, I have since the first time you interviewed me. He says he's the only MAGA Donald J. Trump candidate in the race and that everybody else is rhinos. Well, I got news for him. I'm not a rhino. And nobody calls him on the carpet on these things. Nobody points out that when he says stuff like, I'm the only person out there talking to real Missourians, when in fact he's been in hiding the whole time and never shows up for anything. And little weenie refuses to debate and refuses to show up unless he controls the environment. Everybody's doing cover for him. And I don't understand it. Do the Republicans really want to have all this stuff come out the first time after the primary? I mean, people should, if you've got ammunition against Eric Greitens, and Lord knows there's a lot of it, because he's, in my humble opinion, a very reprehensible guy and probably, in my humble opinion, a sociopathic egotist with very disturbed mind. You know, that stuff should all come out now, not after the primary.
So I have been disappointed that we haven't had a full stage of candidates for any of these debates. I understand that there's another debate coming up. Maybe the Gateway Pundit or somebody like that is going to offer. And again, I think only one or two candidates have committed to that at this point. We need to see everyone on the stage, including Eric Schmidt and Greitens and Hartzler and Long, and you show up for everything.
Well, I do, and I've called him out on it. I mean, Eric Schmidt has announced when he didn't show up for the debate in Greene County a month ago that he won't debate unless Eric Greitens debates. Eric Greitens won't debate because he won't go any place where he can't control the environment and get treated special. We were all down in Taney County for a senatorial debate, and Eric Greitens' team showed up. I guess Eric Greitens was there, wanted to be introduced by somebody other than the local chairman, and they said no. And then when the local chairman said that he was going to introduce Eric Greitens, Greitens' team sent like a four-page intro where he wanted the chairman to read that he was, oh, it's wrongfully accused, this, that, and the other thing. And when the chairman said, no, I'll introduce him by name and he can say whatever he wants to, they picked up their stuff and went away. I mean, this is supposed to be one of the most important Senate races in the country this year, and the two people that claim they're leading this race refuse to debate. And, you know, I'll debate anybody, anytime, anywhere. You got to wonder why these folks will not accept that they're doing the Joe Biden campaign, hide in the basement and pay for ads.
Well, I do wish we could get a debate with everyone on the stage for sure. Mark, remind I'm going to run out of time here. Remind people okay. Where they can find out more about your campaign.
It's McCloskey4Senate.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'm every place all the time. Ask anybody. I'm the hardest working guy out there. I've been doing this for almost 2 years now. And we want to save this country, pull back our constitutional freedoms. And I've got no strings attached. If you want to make a difference, vote for somebody who's not a career politician or, for that matter, a sociopath.
Mark McCloskey, we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep, I appreciate it. I want to give everyone a chance to get on here and say their piece. That's Mark McCloskey. So coming up next, we'll talk to Ryan Wiggins. Stay tuned.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Marsha.
All right. Russia. Marsha. Can't get over that. Hey, let's hit the open for our friend here.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Host of the Annie Fry Show many days this week as well. Ryan Wiggins is in studio with us. How are you, my friend?
Man, that Russia thing. That was it was like he was making that so people would say Marsha.
Wasn't it?
It was weird. I mean, what's not weird? It comes out of his mouth half the time, though.
I would agree with that. I had a Biden moment this morning. I was trying to talk about the Wyoming congressional debate with Liz Cheney and the four Republicans that are challenging her in the primary. And I called it the gubernatorial debate. I called it the Senate debate. And I finally got around to the word congressional. I sounded like I was living in a basement somewhere.
It was better than that.
It happens. They put you on for 4 hours a day. It's going to happen.
You got to, honestly. Yeah, that's true. And that's why I am more willing to give people the benefit of the doubt when they have a little slip of the tongue like Mary Miller did during her appearance with Trump. And, you know, all of her opponents came out and said, she said white. She said white life. She means this is only for white people. I mean, that was the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard. People misspeak
like you mentioned, 4 hours a day we're on the radio, you're going to stumble every once in a while.
Yeah, I tried to approach that because I saw the same thing, a headline. I'm like, okay, what's the real story? Listen to the clip. And you're like, it's clear that she has a little bit of a pause there, like she's, you know, trying to get her words. And so I thought that was a no-starter, no-brainer. And it turned out to be, because she won her race.
Big time.
Yeah, pretty big against Rodney Davis. So she's going to be the candidate. And that's probably a safe Republican seat, so I think we'll see her in Congress continuing.
Yeah, I thought that as well. Any other surprises? I saw an article this morning on Real Clear Politics, and the title was, Why J.B. Pritzker Tried to Help Darren Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess the Democratic Party in Illinois was running ads trying to help Bailey become the
yeah, nominee? Yeah, I think they might have been running ads on this station. I mean, I'm an Illinois resident, so I got lots of mailers about it for sure. And yes, so they did Todd Akin. They looked and said, well, which one's the most vulnerable candidate? They picked the front runner.
Yeah, but
which is weird.
They picked the front runner, and nobody even came close to Darren Bailey.
And that's what was so surprising about Tuesday. Is that we thought, and here's the deal. We thought for probably 3 or 4 months that this was going to be a neck-and-neck race between Darren Bailey and Richard Ervin. Richard Ervin being kind of the establishment-backed candidate, Darren Bailey being the outsider. Not that neither one of them were in politics, but Darren Bailey certainly being the outsider among the two. And then you had Jesse Sullivan, a couple others, who you thought would maybe siphon from Bailey, which would give Ervin a better chance. Well, in the last week and a half, it broke hard for Bailey. It was like every undecided in that race decided for Bailey.
Had the president, Trump, endorsed him prior to that rally?
No.
Okay.
That was
I didn't know.
He had endorsed Mary Miller very early.
We heard those ads.
Yeah.
Trump endorses Mary Miller.
Those were effective ads.
Apparently, they were pretty effective.
I mean, we all remember them. But Darren Bailey, it was rather shocking. I mean, those of us watching the polls pretty closely were seeing that develop.
Yes.
But then to see it happen, and here's the deal. If an Illinois Republican, especially an Illinois Republican outsider, is going to win governor in Illinois, A, this year's the year. B, it has to happen like that, because you saw all the collar counties in Chicago all break for Bailey, which if they had broken for Ervin and then Ervin lost, you'd go, I hope he's got the support come November. But it's looking like the entire GOP, you know, faction that exists has coalesced behind Bailey going into November. And that's the only way that he's going to win. And it has happened. So it doesn't mean he's going to win, but that would be how he wins.
Well, Rauner pieced together a victory over there. And he wasn't much of a conservative.
No, which is why they thought maybe Ervin would be better.
Yeah. I get that. I really do.
But we've talked about it before. We were trying to not play favorites going into this thing. But now that it's here, I think we're all going, we had Rauner. What happened? I don't know. I guess he didn't do certain things that we would have wanted, but he didn't really do anything either. And so we all went, well, if we're going to pick a Republican, let's pick a friggin' Republican. So great. I mean, we really are now hoping Bailey is the guy, because he's got a day one agenda that's pretty strong. He's not going to back down. He's not going to be, you know, trying to coddle everybody. He's just going to say, look, this is what conservatism is. If you vote for me, that's what you're going to get. And he's going to do it.
Right. And he's going to be battling the unions, and you need the southern half, the southern two-thirds of Illinois, to show up to vote for him to have a chance. Because, you know, the machine in Chicago will be producing votes against him on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So speaking of corruption, have you seen what's going on in St. Louis County?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So you have to be omnipresent, apparently. You have to be aware at all times, if you're in the St. Louis County government building, that there's nobody wearing a wire or taping you with their phone. One of the two.
I mean, what a story. I'm following that almost like it's TMZ, you know?
Well, apparently if you have enough of a prurient interest, you can file a sunshine law request and they'll send you the video.
No, thank you. Are you gonna do that?
Well, we were talking about it this morning. I don't need to see this video. I've read the description and the post of what it is. What I'm stunned about is that they're treating this, the highway patrol or whoever's investigating it, as if it potentially is a criminal
case.
Mm-hmm.
They're investigating it for whether or not the law was violated by him distributing this video of a woman who claims she didn't know she was being videotaped while having sex in the, on the ninth floor of the St. Louis County Government Building, and that it was released. And in under Missouri law, that's a crime. So it's being investigated as a potential crime. And I said in all my years as a reporter, I filed a lot of sunshine requests, filed a lot of freedom of information requests. Never was I handed a key piece of evidence in a trial that potentially might happen because they protect all that so they can use it at trial. In this case, the Post-Dispatch and definitely Channel 2, I don't know about Channel 4, but apparently any media personnel who filed a sunshine request, and you don't have to be in the media to do that. Everyday citizens can file a sunshine request, can get a copy of this sex tape.
Yeah, that seems pretty weird.
Isn't that weird? Nobody's been able to explain to me yet why that's a thing or who's distributing the video. If distributing the video is a crime, who's giving the video to the media? I don't know.
Well, do we know what the investigation is going to look like? Are we going to know whether or not a crime happened before August?
We'll have to ask her.
I don't know. I don't know. The answer to your question, not being a smart aleck, is I don't know what their time frame is. It looks like it's either obvious that he committed a crime by distributing this or not. Now, it didn't jump out of his phone, right?
Right.
Like I know we could walk into a room, and if you've got AirDrop on your iPhone, you'll show up on my phone. But you don't accidentally AirDrop things to people. You either send it or you don't, or you text it or you don't.
And you have to accept it.
So it should be pretty, yeah, and whoever does it has to accept it. So it should be pretty easy to determine how it got out of his phone into,
yeah,
you know, yeah, mass distribution.
The question is, who was he originally sending it to?
Yeah.
You know, was it a buddy or was it somebody else in government? Was it her? Who knows? That's what we'll find out. And we got a month. Well, they have forever, but we have a month until the election, so.
Well, you know, I just hope that, I truly hope that Shamed Dogan can make a little hay out of this and people start to look at the Page administration. I mean, things are starting to add, pile up. Is that a better way of putting it?
Yeah.
I mean, things are starting to pile up on the Page administration when you look at how they mishandled COVID. Right down the line. I mean, Jane Duker in the last poll I saw was way behind in that race. I don't know what Democrats are thinking. Of course, I never know what Democrats are thinking. But when I look at this particular race, I think to myself, you've got somebody who was the chief of staff for a governor in Jane Duker, who's an attorney, who's just got an abundance of common sense running for county executive as a Democrat. I disagree with Jane on a lot of things, but when you compare her to Sam Page, my goodness, you have an option in this primary, and maybe some people will wake up when they see what's going on here. He's lost two main staff members in the past 2 days over a controversy like this, and he won't go near the media. Channel 5 tried to track him down. He was at a fundraiser for Vicki England, who's running for the third district council seat. Only like five people showed up to her fundraiser. It was at a county park. Channel 5 showed up there with their camera, and Sam Page basically ran from them. He wouldn't talk to them. So he's running scared here a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm an Illinois voter. I follow Missouri politics just because we're right here, and it's a little more interesting at times because sometimes Illinois is just like, well, we know what's going to happen there, although this year's different. But with that race in particular, I just can't believe there aren't more people looking at Sam Page and going, yeah, he's probably not the guy. You know, there's quite a bit of things. He hasn't done a great job. What exactly can he hang his hat on and say, wow, we really did that well? I can't see anything because there's been controversy about everything he's done and the way he's done it.
Yeah, and lots of criminal indictments along the way, for sure. Not against Page, but people associated with him in one way or the other. Ryan, can you hang out for a few minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, hang around. We'll keep Wiggins America in the studio here. We'll get to your phone calls, too. 314-241-9797. Maybe somebody out there smarter than me can shed some light on why this tape is still available for request. I don't get that.
We'll get to your calls coming up.
When the court says it's up to Congress to address climate change,
they know.
What they are really saying is we don't want climate change addressed because we know that Congress is not going to address it. So, I mean, that's what's really going on here.
Does Zubin Tubin have any credibility anymore, Jeffrey Tubin? I mean, I read that decision by the United States Supreme Court, and it was very simple. I mean, I watched Gavin Newsom basically melt down over this. We're all going to die. They don't want climate change addressed. The same thing Zubin Tubin is saying. And then I read the dissent from Elena Kagan, who is living proof that you can be rather dense in some ways, yet still succeed miraculously in America. In her dissent, part of her argument is this decision by the Supreme Court will mean that part of the East Coast may be swallowed by the ocean in the lifetime of our children. That's part of her dissent. And all they decided was that the EPA can't make these decisions because all they are is a bunch of bureaucrats, many times motivated by politics. Instead, this needs to come from the elected representatives. If you're going to punish an industry like the utility companies shutting down power plants, all of this crazy stuff, you need to have a vote by Congress stating that is your policy. That's all they said. They said the EPA went too far, and you can't give them that much power to an unelected bureaucracy. The Clean Power Plan went too far. It's that simple.
You know what's crazy is that under the American system of government, if the Pacific Ocean started to swallow up the left side of the country, there would be bipartisan support for something to happen. That's the way it happens. It's until
know,
it gets
though.
To the
I don't
point.
Know, dude. California? What? Let's look at the West Coast.
I should have maybe given a different example. how about New Orleans or Louisiana or somewhere? If there's an actual tragedy going on, the people respond. That's the point, is that you have to have both sides respond to these things.
Some consensus, right?
And there is no consensus when you have basically authoritarian organizations within the government like the EPA and many others able to do anything they want. They never respond to elected officials at all. And that's why this case was so important.
Yeah.
And a great decision.
Well, maybe it has enough legs that it reaches to the IRS and some of the other agencies who overstep those bounds sometimes too, right?
Yes.
You hope, because you know there's, I hate to use the word shadow government, but you know that there are bureaucrats who are lifelong government employees who don't want these things to change because they enjoy the power that they have just under the surface. So maybe this kind of decision rolls that back a little bit more than just at the EPA.
Yeah, that's what you hope, because this is the unelected government that's being taken on by the Supreme Court in that case.
Yeah, any big plans this weekend? You celebrating the 4th?
We are celebrating the 4th. Well, hey, let me plug the 4th of July night, 8 to 10. We're doing music for fireworks. It's 2 hours of uninterrupted music, and we're going to try to time it to the beats to your fireworks displays. But great patriotic stuff for 2 hours with no commercials, and I'll host that for you.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, looking forward to
we
it.
We will look forward to that. So happy 4th to you, Ryan. Thanks
you
for giving us some time today. Are you hosting the Annie Fry Show again?
I am today, and nice. I'll be filling in a lot this weekend, too. So, yeah,
cool.
Today
and
a whole bunch.
And then Wiggins America tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 as well. We appreciate that. All right, happy 4th of July weekend. I mentioned we'll be off on Monday, be carrying some special Fox programming on the 4th of July, and we'll be back here on a very momentous day, which is the 5th, Ryan. You know why?
Work day?
My birthday.
Oh, your birthday.
Oh, yes, baby. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.